your question a slightly different way. When, what we used to do in the old Bell Labs, and we still do in Harvard, is that if you come with a PhD degree as opposed to a master's, you get 4 more years of what we call years of professional experience, YPE. So you start out with a slightly higher salary, 4 years worth. And that's about all that you used to get. I don't think you got a better office.
We have one more question. We have really to wrap it up, so you've got a question, though.
Yeah. I would like to ask you a quick question. So, about these 40 hires that you did this year, I'd like to know how many of them you think needed a PhD as opposed to a master's, and is there any different place to go?
If there is the same place here, we've hired, over the years, we've hired people who have masters who are paid more than PhDs are paid. For the jobs that we were hiring for, I don't think that we would have taken masters people. Because I think there's a distinction that we expect or we look for PhD students. There are exceptions, of course. There are exceptional master's students. We've actually even hired bachelor's but it's very, very different. The distinction is that we expect people who have PhDs to have to come up with novel ideas, to have original ways of thinking, to have a way of looking at a problem or perspectives that we do not expect a master's people. And so, for the jobs we were looking for, we went specifically looking for PhDs.
I think that I can summarize it with the optimistic conclusion. Is there a future? Yes, there is a future. Thank you very much. I would like to...
Everybody, before you leave, just one more moment, please. This has been a really great day for our department. The president and senior administrators came to our house and they looked and listened. And we had lots of guests from the outside, lots of industrial people, academics, this marvelous panel of scientists. The whole event was conceived and largely executed by our one-man tornado. He said to me, in his own words, he said he hijacked the whole event. And he was terribly afraid that it would be a dismal failure because it would all fall on his shoulders. This may be presumptuous of me, but I would like to tell him on behalf of the department and our students, it was a colossal success. Thank you.
To add that, you know, I had tremendous help from the staff, especially from Marianne Holzbach, who is outside, I think, of course, doing preparations for reception, but I would never have done it without her, and of course, without faculty. So I would like to thank them.
I don't think this talk would have changed my orientation anyway.
Yeah.